And Warwick Hadfield's with us now to talk sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In cricket, rain in Sydney has decided the semi-finalists for the Women's T20 World Cup.
Yeah, look, Fran, the game between the West Indies and South Africa, that was the one Australians were most interested in, completely abandoned due to the weather, which means the South Africans, unbeaten in the tournament so far, top their group and now play Australia in one scheduled semi-final tomorrow, and England plays India in the other. And we say scheduled because the weather forecast
is... It's
80% chance of rain, Fran. And, of course, the Australians don't have any pluvious insurance because they finished second in their group, and that means... if it's washed out, the two teams which topped the groups, which was India and South Africa, are through to the final, and I must say this, in a sunny Melbourne on Sunday. And of course, Australia's defence of its T20 title ends if it is a washout tomorrow. Now, whatever happens, there will be no Elise Perry in the Australian XI. Scans have confirmed a high-grade hammy tear, and she'll also miss Australia's tour of South Africa to follow the T20 World Cup. That's a huge loss for the Australians, no doubt about that. But there is plenty of depth in this Australian side, and let's just hope that depth relates to the batting order and so on, not to how whether they're swimming or not tomorrow.
Semi-final. In the AFL, China is off the agenda for the next 12 months. The Port Adelaide St Kilda game switched to Melbourne.
Yeah, look, only last week Port Adelaide was talking up the great opportunities for the club in China, but that's all been put on hold for at least 12 months because of coronavirus. The match between Port and St Kilda, set down for May 31 in Shanghai, will now be played at the Docklands Stadium. And earlier this morning, Australian time, Fran, Thomas Buck, the head of the IOC, has declared the Tokyo Games are going ahead and athletes should keep preparing. So at this stage, the IOC is definite about that. I guess everybody will be watching to see what changes in the next little while. But, the Olympic Games are going ahead at this stage.
Yeah, okay. We're going to be talking to Matt Carroll from the AOC a little later about that. In basketball, the Southside Flyers are looking to get physical in tonight's second WNBL Grand Final match in Canberra.
Fran, the home side, which is the Caps, controls the music on the in-house PA, so Olivia Newton-John will probably only be heard in the Flyers' rooms as their coach, Cheryl Chambers, urges them to match the physicality, and there was plenty of that the Caps showed in Game 1, and as part of that, the Flyers will look to their champion guard, Jenna O'Hay, to force a changing of the guard at Canberra's famed Sporting Palace, as the AIS Arena is known. Now, she was recovering from a wrist injury in the first game. She came off the bench, and she was pretty impressive enough, but the Flyers really need a full game of that sort of effort from her tonight. As for the Caps, they're aiming to win their second WNBL title in a row, and they'll have a raucous Canberra crowd behind them. It'll probably sound like question time on steroids. And they'll have Madison Rochi, whose injured wrist has been diagnosed as no more than a strain. So she'll take to the court as the strains of Olivia Newton-John come out of the Flyers' dressing room. Look, Fran, it's going to be huge. The Caps have great support in their hometown. And the Flyers, though, they finished the home and away season on top, so both sides are playing for an enormous amount. So it's going to be one of those games that you just sit in front of and really enjoy.
In rugby union, it's been mooted for a while, and it now looks like the rules will be changed to let more overseas players, base players, join the Wallabies.
Yeah, Fran, look, in a sport with a lot of contentious issues to deal with, this is the big one this morning, according to Fox Sports anyway. Rugby Australia is looking at changes to what's known as the Gitto Law, named after Matt Gitto and introduced before the 2015 World Cup, which says you have to have played 60 tests or more to still qualify for the Wallabies if you're playing in an overseas competition rather than the Super Rugby competition here. And 60 was chosen because, conveniently, that's how many Gitto had played before he went to Europe, and the Wallabies just so desperately wanted him for that tournament. Now, as more and more of the best Wallabies move offshore because of the lucrative club deals overseas in Japan or in Europe and so on, a reduction in the number of games is being seriously considered. It not going unnoticed that South Africa won the last World Cup via a host of overseas-based players. And look, Samu Kerevai, only 26 but ineligible because he's playing in Japan, could be just one of the players available to the Wallabies again as they seek to rebuild their international reputation. And maybe even a bloke by the name of David Pocock. He's still only 31, Fran.
That's right. Warwick, in football, as other Asian Champions League matches are postponed, Sydney FC's game is going ahead tonight.
Yeah, look, the Sky Blues have a home game against the champion South Korean side, Jeonbuk. And look, they've got...
So that's here?
That's here. That's at Cogra Oval, Fran, what used to be called Cogra Oval. I think it's got a sponsor's fancy name attached to it these days. And look, as I said, plenty to play for. They're coming off a 4-0 loss in Game 1. That was in Japan, of course, famously or infamously, I guess, against Ange Postecoglou's side Marinos. Sydney FC coach Steve Corica reckons that result can be put down to a lack of match practice and things will be a lot different tonight, Fran.
All right, Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield. It's 25 minutes to 8.